Well, you know, we know from Unity teachings and a variety of other teachings that there is God life within us. The Spirit of God is within us. The Christ, the presence of the Christ is within us. And yet, I wonder if you have ever had those moments where you just feel a tiny bit weary and overburdened, even though on some level you know the Spirit of the Christ, the strength of the Christ is within you. I wonder if you have ever said this or heard someone say this: I feel exhausted, I feel stressed, I feel bone tired, I feel drained, or I feel like I am on the edge of burnout. So if you can relate to that in any way, just give me a little wave. Yeah, I thought perhaps at one time or another, we have all been there. You know, there's a story of two men riding a tandem bicycle. And so the one guy in the front's pedaling, and he's really working hard. They get to the top of the hill, and he says, "Wow, that was really tiring. I'm feeling exhausted from that." And the guy behind him said, "Yeah, I know what you mean. You know, I had my foot on the brake the whole time we were going up there so we wouldn't roll backwards." You know, oh my goodness, talk about a lot of extra work. And can you imagine how we sometimes do that to ourselves? We are in conflict with our own inner beliefs, and we put the brakes on our good. You know, we live in a fast-paced world, and a world that's constantly changing. And many times we take on that feeling of having to overachieve, to hurry, to get things done as quick as we can. And sometimes, just sometimes, that leaves our well-being in tatters. Now that's on a personal level. But imagine what is going on out here in the world. Who would have thought, really, that we would have been at this point with the pandemic all these months later? It's hard to even imagine. And who could have imagined the unprecedented activities around the 2020 presidential election? All of these things just add to frustration. I read a great article in last Sunday's Virginian Pilot, and it was entitled "The Mental Fatigue Factor." It was really interesting. The subtitle of that was, "It's not that you don't care. It's possible that you're emotionally exhausted." It's not that you don't care. You're just tired. You're feeling tired. So comparing your pre-pandemic self, and that's what the article was really about, but it has many more far-reaching implications. But comparing your pre-pandemic self to your current self can be much like a slippery slope. So while you might consider yourself a creative person who enjoys just taking on new projects and new activities, opportunities for growth, the article said these days just putting on your pants can be a feat. And we can feel that way at times, especially for those who classify themselves as sort of like a type A personality. You've heard of those. I'm sure none of you out there are that. Type A overachiever, and now they find themselves just going through low energy. Okay, so that's really something to be thinking about, because you don't really have to be a type A overachiever right now to be feeling what's going on in our world and what might be going on in your personal world. And this was the thing I found interesting. A psychologist named Yvonne Thomas said the following: before you start to doubt your abilities, remember that nearly everyone may be suffering from mental fatigue right now. And she goes on to say, that's why we may find it difficult to focus on a task, because we may very well be emotionally maxed out. So I don't know about you, I can relate to that with a particular instance that happened in my life. It was about 8 weeks ago. Deborah, my beloved partner, had a complete shoulder replacement. I got to play lovely Nurse Anne. And then the other part that was going on at the same time was that our kitchen was being fully remodeled. The cabinets were out. The sink was out. The water was off. it was totally bare, and all the belongings were scattered throughout the rest of the house, mostly in the dining room. But I found something very interesting. Now, we hadn't planned it that way, let me say that. That was just the events came together just the way they did. You know, I've tried to have the same thought that they come together, we deal with them the best we can, and we move on. But I remember something very specific. I remember just calling out to no one in particular, "Holy mackerel, help me. I'm feeling weary, and I'm feeling overburdened." And I felt like I was on the edge of burnout. Some mornings I would wake up, and as I'd swing my feet off the bed, I'd think, I wonder who I'm going to show up as today, lovely Nurse Anne or Nurse Ratchet? And sometimes I am really not sure how I showed up. I guess I should check in with Debbie on that. So the question I want to ask you is, what can we do when the circumstances in our life become a bit much? What can we do? What can you do? What can I do when we feel weary and overburdened? Well, our way shower and master teacher Jesus had a great lesson for us, and I want to share it with you. It comes from the New Revised Standard Version. It's the book of Matthew. It's chapter 11, chapter 11, verse 28. "Come to me, all ye that are weary and are carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest." Come to me, and I will give you rest. Well, I'll tell you what, when I read that, I went, hallelujah. This could not be happening a moment too soon. And I discovered something interesting about myself during that kitchen renovation, and I want to visit that for a moment. I learned that I work on autopilot, because even though everything was out of the kitchen, whenever I needed a fork, I went to the same place in the kitchen where it is, next to the refrigerator. Matter of fact, I pride myself on knowing where everything is in that kitchen. I wish I could apply the same to my office and garage, but that is a story for another day. So what I learned about autopilot was that autopilot is what we do automatically. We do the same responses to things in the present moment that we might have done in the past. The exact same thing. Have you ever been driving down the road and you meant to go to the grocery store, but instead you just went straight and took the exit off for home? That would be considered autopilot. And that happens in a multitude of areas in our life. So I want to spend a moment on that because, for example, if we're in a routine that when something happens in our life, and there's a lot happening in our lives right now, let me take a moment on that first of all. We have our own health challenges going on. We may have the health challenges of those we love, and we want to be able to be there for them. We may have job challenges. We may have relationship challenges. There's a lot going on. And so if our auto response or our autopilot response is to look to the outer for our awareness, to look to the outer for our learnings, we may be stressed to the limit, bone tired, and on the edge of burnout. When we look to the outer for answers, many times we take the attitude of, let me see what I can do, emphasis on I. Let me see what I can do. Let me see what I can straighten out in my world. Oh, yeah. And let me see what I can straighten out in your world. All right? And let me see how I can solve this. I. Many times, that autopilot I can cause lots of concerns. In order to make conscious choices, we must slow down our thinking. If we do this, it helps us to turn within and turn off the autopilot. It helps us to turn to that inner space where all the answers lie. The joy of looking at Bible verses really is our ability to just look at them metaphysically. It's one of the great learnings from Unity, to be able to take a Bible verse and make it real for us. So one metaphysical interpretation of the Bible verse I read was on the words, come to me. And one interpretation of that is, come to the Christ, the presence of Spirit within. Now that is the autopilot response I want, and I hope you do too. Come to that place within you. It's the only place and the only way the presence of Spirit within us can express. And if we do that, if we turn within, we will find peace and rest. And if we try to live only from our physical and mental selves, we will indeed find life difficult and exhausting. So when life gets tough, I know the tough get going, right? But have you ever wondered where they go? Okay? Now, I think they go away for a while. They come apart for a while. And I want to share this with you. It's one of my favorite books. It's Maya Angelou, Wouldn't Take Nothing for My Journey Now. It's an older book, but oh, it is just filled with gems. And in it, she says the following. And this is really about us looking at our outer circumstances for a moment. Every person needs to take one day away. Side note, how long has it been since you have taken one day away? Yeah. A day in which one consciously separates the past from the future. Each person deserves a day away in which no problems are confronted, no solutions searched for. Each of us needs to withdraw from the cares which will not withdraw from us. We need hours. I love this. We need hours of aimless wandering or spats of time sitting on park benches, observing the mysterious world of ants and the canopies of treetops. And then she says, when I return home, I am always surprised to find some questions I sought to evade have been answered, and entanglements I had hoped to flee have become unraveled in my absence. Oh, how sweet that is. A day away acts as a spring tonic. Would you like a glass of that tonic? It can dispel rancor, transform indecision, and renew the spirit. That is so powerful for us. And so that is really, isn't it, a way that we can at least deal with what's going on in the outer world. Another short-term word for that is self-care. And so I hope you will find ways to make that happen for yourself. Now, what's interesting when you think about the inner journey that we've started to talk about, that inner space, Charles Fillmore, co-founder of Unity, had some interesting things to say about that. As a matter of fact, Charles did a series of talks called Temple Talks. They were kind of put away in a little space and forgotten about for a while, and then they were compiled and put in a book in 1912. So I am so glad we still have these available to us. And I would like to share with you what Charles said about the inner journey. Charles Fillmore, in 1912, wrote this talk. It was called The Day of Rest. And I'd like to share a portion of it right now. In his talk, he starts out by reading the Bible verse from Matthew. And I know by the time we finish today, you are going to have this Bible verse memorized. Come to me, all of you that are weary and carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. He went on to say, those words are constantly going forth and are being spoken to every one of us. If you are tired, if you are burdened with worldly care, if you are nervous, if you are tense or anxious, just let go. Really, could it be that simple? Just let go. Relax and go into the rest of God. Well, thank you, Charles. Well said. Wouldn't you agree? Yes. So life is an inside job, and we must build within. Real peace comes from opening an inner space that makes room for God's wisdom, God's creativity, God's divine presence to express within us and through us. And opening inner space is about quieting the mind, opening the heart, and disconnecting ourselves, as we said, from the human world. All the hustling crowds, the rat race noise, and many and any other external distractions. So connecting with that inner space within us is what brings us, what brings you, all of us, the peace of God that passes all human understanding. Every single one of us can use an inner house cleaning where we just clean out the grit and the grime, get rid of it, all of that within us that is no longer serving our highest good, and replace it with something that inspires and uplifts and builds us up. And when we do that, great blessings happen. There is a place in you where the strength of God abides. Let your Christ consciousness be your guide. And remember, life is an inside job. So I've got one more piece from Charles Fillmore that I just love, and it starts to bring us to conclusion today. And this is from his book, Talks on Truth. He said, remember that you cannot perform a single act without putting your consciousness into it. All things are sustained by your conscious thought projection. So this week, let's put our conscious thought projection into these three practices. As you greet the new day, you know, when your legs are swinging up off that bed and you're just about to hop up to get to all those activities you have to do, stay for a moment and connect into that inner space within you that lets you know that in God you live and move and have your being. And from the smallest task you take on that day to your greatest undertaking, know that you are not alone. At noontime, you know, maybe set your watch or set your phone. At noontime, connect once again into that inner space, that place of peace and calm within you, and take a peaceful pause. Yes, a peaceful pause. You deserve it. It's a gift that you give yourself. You have time to do this. So allow yourself then to feel renewed and refreshed and invigorated, and when you return once again to whatever tasks you might be doing, do so with a sense of renewed energy and enthusiasm. And if you're not quite feeling that, repeat as necessary. And third, as the day draws to a close, now you're getting ready to swing those legs up onto the bed once more, tap into that inner space within you and give thanks for the day and the experiences that you've had. Yes, a moment of gratitude before you close your eyes, and then allow yourself to drift into a peaceful, restful sleep. Come to me. Come to the Christ consciousness, and I will give you rest. So let us turn to our meditation. I just invite you to take a moment to relax and allow yourself to enjoy a collective, peaceful pause. Take a deep breath and feel yourself beginning to relax. Close your eyes if that's comfortable for you. And be aware of your body as it relaxes. Breathe in and breathe out. And allow any tension to gently slip away. In this moment, dear friends, let go of any troubles on your heart and mind. Let go of the past. Let go of the future and be fully present in this now moment. And as you do, you find that it doesn't take much time out of your day to find peace, because true peace is within you, always within you. So as you quiet your mind and relax your body, you tap in to that deep peace. Feel this deep peace filling you from your toes all the way to the top of your head as we get ready to go into the silence. So we see that inner peace is a quiet choice that no one sees and no one hears. It is a gentle and simple state of being. And so today, as you go through your day, I invite you to take this affirmation with you and use it many, many times. I can do all things through the Christ that is my strength. And so it is. And so we let it be. Amen.